You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Parker Olson, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Monday, August 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be along with you. Parker in for a vacationing Mr. Zommers, who will be back tomorrow, assuming he can make his way back here. He's doing some fishing. Hopefully where he was fishing was not flooded.
Oh, is that what he's up to?
You do a little fishing, yeah, as it were. Gonna get to what's worse here. A flavorful edition coming up in just a bit. Have a another cut from the Milwaukee Brewers game, but from the Mets side of things, their crews that came from New York, the SNY crews, part of them called the Mets game in Milwaukee, part of them went up to Green Bay to call the Jets game. And a harrowing experience for them in the floods. We're going to listen to that in a little while as well. And a bit later this hour to the news of the day in Washington, D.C., where President Donald Trump had a press conference this morning and essentially my term declared martial law-ish police control, taking over the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Department and putting that under federal control. We'll tell you the details on that and why what Trump's real impetus for this was, and why when the same thing happened on January 6th, he kind of said, no big deal. And your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 this hour. But we will start, and Parker, I know we're kind of doing this on the fly, going to start with coverage, more coverage of the flooding that occurred in southeast Wisconsin. And I know in particular, important for our listeners on WAUK Milwaukee, but it includes Waukesha, Brookfield, Wauwatosa, all those areas of southeast Wisconsin that received record rainfall amounts. And I wanted to take just a few minutes to talk about the weather side of this. And he was so kind of joining us, the new COO of Civic Media and also the CEO of Severe Studios, weather forecaster Corey Hartman joins us via StreamYard right now to talk weather. Corey, thanks for taking the time for us.
How's it going, Todd?
Well, all things considered for us here in Madison, pretty well. But I know for folks in the greater Milwaukee area, listeners on WAUK, many people really, really struggling right now after this severe flooding over the weekend.
I mean, 10 to 14 inches of rain in a very short amount of time. You know, it was major, major flooding. You know, it kind of started in the State Fair area right around AmFam Field. And then overnight, it kind of moved up toward the Wauwatosa area. And I mean, some of the pictures coming out of there, portions of Waukesha and Tosa and all of those areas are just, it's just amazing. And you know, one in a thousand chance of something like this happening.
I want to, if you could help us walk through this, Corey, because as a broadcaster, but not a quote unquote meteorologist or spending a lot of time in weather in particular, having a layperson's understanding of it, my take, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is that yes, these kind of type of events are probably happening more frequently due to climate change, but that's not the sole reason. This was one of those, I'll call it an odd and unusual weather occurrence. Break down the science of this a little bit, Corey, of why this happened, when and where it did, please.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think anybody that was kind of paying attention to the weather for the last few, let's say, call it 5 days or whatever, it was very warm but very humid, you know, dew points that were just through the roof. So tons and tons of humidity, Gulf wide open, no systems in the Gulf to kind of offset that. No big front had swept through. And then when the front did finally start to sweep through, it kind of got stuck. And it got stuck right over the southeastern corner of Wisconsin. And the storms would keep building and building and doing what we call training. Just like boxcars on a train track, they would form and they would go over the same areas over and over again. And, you know, that's something that happens every summer in the country. And this time it just happened to be over the most populated metro in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's I appreciate walking through that because is it too weird to say Milwaukee got a bad luck of the draw? I mean, nobody did anything wrong. It's just the weather system just happened to stall out, as you said, in one particular place.
And it was really unfortunate. It was happening overnight as well because, you know, maybe not as much. First of all, you can't hardly see anything. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's, you know, a time and a part of the weekend where there's not a lot of information flow happening in the greater world. But, you know, 600 calls for service from first responders on late Saturday into Sunday. That's an unheard of number of people. And some of the videos, people sitting on top of cars and waiting for help and waiting for, I don't know who they were waiting for, but, you know, first responders get overwhelmed very quickly in a situation like that. And just the luck of the draw on this case. Now, these 1 in 1,000 type events, I will say, from watching the weather over the last 20 some years and in detail, those things are happening more and more frequently. And, climate change studies, all those things are going on. The other thing that we've seen is that a lot of this severe weather, which used to be from, let's say, the Dakotas to Texas, is now happening from Milwaukee to Birmingham. And so there's been a shift to the east in that type of weather too. But, in the summer, heat and humidity, it's out there. There's always a chance for flash flooding. And in this case, I think it was just Milwaukee's turn to be in line for it.
I know that Mayor Milwaukee Cavalier Johnson has issued a state of emergency for his city. Governor Tony Evers is offering the help of the Wisconsin National Guard in Milwaukee County as well. I know there was some in some conservative talk radio land in Milwaukee area, Corey, chatter about, well, why isn't the governor putting the National Guard in Waukesha County as well and suggesting political purposes? I haven't seen that Waukesha County has declared a state of emergency. I'll stand corrected if that's wrong, but I believe, having been in local government Wisconsin myself a number of years ago, the local county has to declare that before the governor can put out the edict. So, you know, these things, there's a system in there, and it doesn't appear, from what I've seen, that there's been political egregiousness. It's just everybody's trying to do what they can in a really difficult situation.
Yeah, as of about an hour or two ago, they did issue a state of emergency in Waukesha County, so we do have that now, but it took until just a little while ago to get that. And of course, Governor Evers saying that he'll do whatever it takes. But yeah, there's certain things you have to go through before you can get that help. And it never comes as fast as you would like it to. Mm-hmm. There's bureaucracy, there's things that's got to go through. But I think the one thing that's happening is everybody's working together. And, there's a ton of links on social media. And I'm sure you guys will throw some of those on your show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. One final question, Corey, before I let you go. Tough to forecast the future, pun intended, I guess. But looking at to your point, climate change, other factors, things are happening more frequently. As we have developments all across Wisconsin, housing is a huge issue. Looking at developments, how roads are built, I would think you, from a forecaster weather standpoint, could give some insight. Communities are going to have to adjust to these new weather conditions, are they not?
Yeah, they are. They're going to have to, think about better construction, wind loads and those kinds of things. But they really got to look at floodplains. They've got to look at 100, 300, 500 year floodplains and make sure that you're not building in places that could see a significant flooding event like this. And there's a lot to be done. But the local planners really have a big part in the flooding aspect of keeping people safe and not allowing development in areas that are now starting to see those 100 to 1,000 year flood events.
Corey Hartman, CEO of Severe Studios and COO of Civic Media. We appreciate your work and all that of our weather team here at Civic Media for keeping everybody abreast. Thank you so much for taking the time for us, Corey.
You bet. Thanks.
Our pleasure. Corey Hartman, everybody. Glad to have him along with us. And again, we'll keep you updated. Some of those flood warnings are still in effect along waterways in the greater southeast area. We said earlier, parts of the Fox River, Menominee River, Milwaukee River, parts of those still under local flood watches and warnings. I should say warnings until later on tonight. Again, the old saying, turn around, don't drown, still in effect, because really important that we do whatever we can to keep ourselves and each other safe. We'll keep you up to date as the weather forecasting continues here. Now, 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Mr. Olson, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Yes.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across all 10 news, weather, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. This is a good one because it's summertime. I'm not sure about you, Parker, growing up, but my grandmas, both my grandmas, always had hard candy around. We go on trips sometimes in the car, and my grandma Alva would call it a goodie bag. She'd have a goodie bag of candy. And in there were kind of those hard fruit-flavored candies.
Sure.
And so today's What's Worse, in honor of that, on this, people are trying to get their last summer trips in, you understand, during the month of August. Oh, yeah. So you might be looking for a good hard candy. So here now, today's category, what's worse, banana-flavored or watermelon-flavored? Banana-flavored or watermelon-flavored? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device, if you don't have it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. At least we think she would. She's called the CBS app then.
Oh, then surely. She'll call the right. Civic Media app.
Of course.
Yeah. I call it a deal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The Civic Media app. Download it today. And here's why. Number one, you can play our goofy games every day on What's Worse, but also on Fridays, still giving away from now to the end of the season, every Friday, 4 tickets to the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. But the only way you can enter and play is on the Civic Media app. So download it today. What's worse, banana flavored or watermelon flavored? And it doesn't say what the product is. It's just flavoring, I guess. So what's better, banana flavoring or watermelon flavoring? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now we're gonna wait for a little while before Parker and I give away our exact answers, because we both have what we feel is the apparent answer. We'll find out whether or not it's a match. I feel like we're playing match game at the same time as what's worse.
One of us is correct, or both of us are correct. That's the best. No one's wrong.
Have you seen
someone right here?
You're way too young, but the match game used to have a host named Gene Rayburn. And now they brought it back, and now the latest host is Martin Short. Are you a fan of Martin Short, Parker?
I am not familiar with Mr. Short.
Oh no!
I am afraid to say.
He and Steve Martin have the show on Hulu, Only Murders in the Building. Yeah.
Sounds like a building I want to stay out of.
PJ on YouTube says, didn't have banana or watermelon flavored hard candies. Grandma had the root beer barrels and butterscotch candy. Oh, very good. My grandma had those as well. I don't remember a banana hard flavored candy, but certainly a watermelon one. But there's like banana flavoring of other stuff. Banana flavored or watermelon flavored? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back after this on the Civic Media. Ready to go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ba 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 na na. Ba 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 na na.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson on the board, in for a vacationing Zomers today, right in the middle of what's worse, banana flavored or watermelon flavored? banana flavored or watermelon flavored? Where did you find that song at, Parker?
That is The Minions.
Is it really? Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the movie. I assume it is.
All right.
But yeah, the Minions are voicing an opinion. I will not reveal my opinion.
All right, yet.
Quite yet. Yet.
What's worse, banana flavored or watermelon flavored? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We had a caller on the line, but they slipped off. Sometimes you hook them and you were able to bring them in the boat. Sometimes they fall off. Maybe they were offended by the banana song.
Maybe. Well, he said watermelon was worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. He did. Right. So I would have thought, I don't know.
What's worse, banana flavor or watermelon flavored? One of our new listeners on WMDX, Sue in Middleton. Sue, thanks for being a listener to the program. Sue says watermelon flavored is worse by far. By far, she says. All right, very good. What else we have here? Maureen in Nina, listening on WISS, says watermelon flavor is worse. Matt in Middleton saying both are not good, but watermelon is worse. And there's more out there. What? And there's more out there that does not taste like the fruit. Okay. Whatever. What else we got here? Megan in Sun Prairie on WMDX asking the question, why isn't grape flavor an option?
That is a valid answer.
That one's the worst of them all. I like both banana and watermelon flavored because you can't do a what's worse, this, this, or this. It has to be this or that. Whistler, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, says banana flavoring is worse. Our own Casper in the Knock says banana flavoring is worse. I still can't drink the banana flavored of Mad Dog 2020 after a particular incident in college. I don't even that just sounds disgusting.
Is
Mad Dog 2020, is that alcohol?
I mean, if there was an incident in college, I would surely assume.
Is it a spritzer? Is it a flavoring? All right, very good. Heather, up in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, watching on Facebook, home of WCFW The Tap, says, not even close. Banana flavor is worse. Bananas are a discussion of their own. What level of ripeness is the perfect banana? Not you, Todd. The only time banana flavoring is allowed is if it's combined with berries in a smoothie. All right. 855-752-4842. What's worse, banana flavoring or watermelon flavoring? I ask you, Parker Olson.
I am going to first say I cannot believe that there are this many people that disagree with me, which is more than one. Banana is worse.
Yes!
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 Parker and I are, in fact, on the same wavelength. Thank you.
Phew. I was worried we were going to have a problem for the rest of my employment here.
No, I totally agree. Because number one, and look, I wish I liked bananas. I've tried to eat them. I mean, a banana bread with chocolate chips, okay, fine, as long as not too banana-y. But banana flavoring, the key to watermelon flavoring is that it doesn't taste like watermelon. That's why I love it. A hard watermelon candy tastes nothing like actual watermelon, and that's why it's better.
Are you saying you don't like watermelon then?
I can take it or leave it.
Oh, that's a hot take of its own.
Although I had a good watermelon up in Shawano a couple weeks ago.
Well, they make them good up there. So I don't make bananas good up there.
No,
I don't think they make bananas good anywhere. The flavoring is significantly worse than the banana themselves. Banana on its own, it's got to be
right.
Do you like
a real banana?
A real banana, it's got to be right.
Yeah.
But it can be good.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. I just, the texture, everything else, I don't know.
Yeah.
Robert McFarland on WMDX says, banana flavoring is worse. Have you ever had banana taffy? Ugh, no.
The Laffy Taffy banana flavor is god-awful.
Megan in Sun Prairie, okay, fine, banana is worse. I couldn't live without my watermelon Sour Patch candy, right? All right, we got time for a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I agree with Parker. We're in sync on this one. Because I don't like bananas. So that's probably problem number one. But number two, banana flavoring? I've never had anything that's halfway decent banana flavored. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, banana flavoring or watermelon flavoring? Let's go to Claire, who's listening on WMDX in beautiful Sun Prairie. Claire, banana flavored or watermelon flavored? What's worse?
Banana. I used to be a car painter, and it smells like acrylic lacquer.
Whoa.
So you would smell it. So when you would paint cars, it would smell like banana flavoring?
Correct.
Ugh. Yeah, no good at all.
I got a public service announcement. You were talking about driving in the rain and almost had to pull over.
Yeah, give it to us
so
quick.
So many people don't know about Rain-X on your windshield. The harder it rains, the better you see.
Really?
You don't even use your wipers. It just bounces off.
Rain-X. Do you apply it like a liquid or all right?
Well, you rub it on. It's like a wax for your windshield. It's a rain repellent, but that's all just right. The top brand.
Rain-X. All right. News you can use from Claire out in Sun Prairie. Appreciate it, Claire. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all your car questions. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Wax on, wax off. A little Karate Kid for you.
Yes, sir.
A little Mr. Miyagi. Still the best karate. The original is still the best Karate Kid.
I think I've only seen the original.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I should rewatch.
Ralph Macchio.
Oh.
Yeah. Now they have a streaming series where they pick it up years later. Huh. All right. Enough on that. We'll come back. Farm update. Agricultural update is next, followed by a discussion of what's happening today out in Washington, D.C. The crime has gone down in our nation's capital, but Trump calling out the military. Discuss that on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, August 11th, 2025. Parker Olson in for a vacation. Mr. Zommers, who will return next week. Return tomorrow.
If he's returning next week, I think we're going to have to talk.
Parker goes, I'm only doing 2 shows a day. This is it. Poor Parker, he gets up and he does the Pat Kreitlow Sunshine Morning Experience. No, it's called Morning to Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. And does a great job with Pat on that program. And then he stays up and then does our dog and pony show in the afternoon, and we couldn't be more thankful. So thank you, Parker. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I have a great time. I do want to point out quick, I produce Kreitlow's show out of A2 in Madison,
the other
where
studio.
There is absolutely no sunshine.
Right.
There is no sunshine in the morning.
It's a dark room. They have put Parker in a dark room with heavy curtains. But yes, this studio, we look right down onto beautiful State Street. Should we look over there right now?
I was going to say, should we take a look?
Parker took time to set up the Sam Davison street cam today. We appreciate. Look at that shot. Wow, nicely done, Parker. Look at that beautiful.
I have a video production certificate from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
You have a degree from Whitewater, yes. Look at that beautiful shot there of State Street. You see the Overture Center on the right. A gentleman walking down State Street right now. Earlier in the afternoon, when we came on the air, there were a number of cop cars outside, and nobody came to get me, so I guess we're okay.
Was that a worry?
No, not really.
Oh, but, okay.
You know,
that would make for good radio, though.
That would make for good
radio.
Yeah,
hell of a promo.
All right, a couple of bikers going. Look, the sun's coming out. It's a beautiful day downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. Thank you, Parker.
The sun knows it's on camera.
Yes, absolutely. 37 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. So here's what happened in Washington, D.C. this morning. President Donald Trump had a press conference in the briefing room of the White House and announced he's placing the Washington, D.C. Police Department, quote, under direct federal control, unquote, and deploying National Guard troops to the nation's capital. The move comes after Trump ordered a 7-day surge in federal law enforcement within the city last week, pointing to several high-profile crimes. Now, one of the crimes that Trump is pointing to, and I watched the entire press conference this morning, just so I could accurately report it to you. One of the high, quote unquote, high profile crimes is, you remember this guy was part of the Doge. Thank you. The Doge. I like to call it Doggy. Elon Musk. And by the way, who is now persona non grata at the White House? Elon Musk. Elon Musk brought in a handful of his tech bros from Silicon Valley out there in California. And one of them was a 19-year-old kid who nicknamed himself on social media, quote, Big Balls, unquote. That was his name that he made for himself on social media. And he became very popular for like a minute. And so apparently, this is real, that a couple of weeks ago, Big Balls, as he named himself, was attacked by a group of teenage girls. That apparently he was trying to break up some fight, or so he claimed, and Big Balls got spit on by some girls. And he went to Trump and cried, Daddy, help me. And so now Trump wants to crack down on DC because this guy who goes by Big Balls got hurt by some girls. I'm not making this up. This is real. The more serious part, I mean, I guess it's serious that it's such an overreaction, in my opinion. The facts show clearly that crime in Washington, D.C. has gone down the last couple of years. And pretty significantly, by the way. But that's not stopping Donald Trump from taking over the police department of Washington, D.C. And the reason he can do this, of course, is because Washington, D.C. is not a state. If it were a state, then the governor has control over these things, and, you know, then it gets to what they're doing in California, which are certain constitutional things that he has to have the National Guard get involved. But in D.C., the president has the power to basically take control of the local police department, which is now what Donald Trump has done. I'll spare you the long diatribe, but I want to play one cut in particular. This is President Trump earlier today at the White House talking about taking over the police department and federalizing law enforcement in the nation's capital. Donald Trump earlier today talking to the press and confirming that he is going to call out the National Guard in Washington, D.C., in his words, to protect people. And he tried to, you know, personalize it to the reporters in the room. Number one, I spent a lot of time in D.C. back in the 90s. So I get it. It's been a while. When I worked for a member of Congress, I was there. Most recently, it's probably been six, seven years ago. Was out there for a trip. So I haven't been there, you know, recently. But in all my travels to D.C., it's a lovely city. And number one, I never felt unsafe personally. Number two, like any major city, it has its issues, its problems. Even a middle-sized city, heck, any city, municipality, right? But there, again, the statistics show that D.C. crime is getting better. But here's the thing that I found hypocritical, ironic, and disturbing. That Trump specifically used the example of this kid from Doge getting spit on. And how terrible that was. How disrespectful it was to spit on someone. And that's why one of the reasons why this crackdown had to happen. And on January 6th, when the insurrectionists at the behest of Donald Trump. That's been proven by the bipartisan congressional committee, including Republican Liz Cheney and Republican Adam Kinzinger, who were on it and confirmed that. On January 6th, and there is video footage showing this. It was the January 6th Trump supporters, the insurrectionists, who spat upon Capitol police officers. And that was the least of it. They beat Capitol police officers. They crushed Capitol police officers who were trying to protect the institution of democracy. And the bipartisan congressional committee revealed that there were pleas to the White House and to then President Donald Trump for help and to call out the National Guard as backup to the Capitol Police on January 6th. And Donald Trump did nothing. Nothing. Just watched it happen in his personal study. So I would simply ask people, if you care about and support law enforcement like I do, ask yourself, is it really in line with your thinking that a person like Donald Trump refuses to call out the National Guard as backup when Capitol Police are being spat on, crushed, beaten up? But he's more than willing to take over the local police department and call out the National Guard in Washington, D.C. when a 19-year-old who nicknames himself Big Balls gets spit on by some teenage girls in a catfight. This is simply a step, in my opinion, of ginning things up and saying, look, look, there's so much crime, I have to step in. We have to federalize things. And then they'll have statistics, real or not. Look how peaceful it is here. And this will be an excuse to go into other cities. And it's very dangerous, in my opinion. I'm a big believer in trusting local law enforcement. And if and when they need help, they'll ask for it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jack, listening in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, thanks. Yeah. First of all, we have officially entered a police state. This is what this is becoming. Secondly, I think that one of the major reasons for this is to keep on more and more outrageous actions to try and keep Epstein and keep the results of the big bloated billionaire bill out of the headline. And it's been quite successful. Finally, I think that this is also a test run, and I think if there are demonstrations in Washington, he's going to really get serious about police action. And I also think that we better watch out for November of 2026, because I think this is where this is all aiming. Oh, no, gee, everything's terrible. We've got all these criminals. We're going to have to declare a national emergency.
Yeah.
And cancel elections, just incidentally. Now, yeah. Of course, there's no constitutional way to do that, but that has not stopped them in the past. So that's what I think this is about.
Appreciate it, Jack. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, a minute and a half. It's yours.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I appreciate those sentiments that this is the first steps toward a really awful place. First question I would ask, I'm really glad you brought up the subject of when it's okay, apparently, to spit on police officers. Mm. And January 6th was apparently just fine.
Right, right.
I would also add on this, how much is this going to cost to send out this 1,000 people, and how long are they going to be there? How is this measured? He said, until crime doesn't exist anymore and homelessness doesn't exist anymore. Are you kidding? That means they're going to be there forever. This is 1,000 people. How much is this going to cost compared to how much we're losing in terms of healthcare, education, other things from this big bill? He just gets to slam these people into D.C. And what about, what do the people of D.C. want this? Had they asked for this? This is him asking for this. The mayor didn't ask for this. Did the city council ask for this? No, it's just him barging in here with that. And there's no measurable way to say the goals have been achieved. He's going to cement them in, and they're not going to leave.
Joe, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Come back, talk more about Joe's point there. According to CNN, the D.C. mayor and police were never informed of Trump's plan to federalize things in D.C. Come on back, wrap up after this. It's the Oddball Show for a Monday across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of your great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. Followed by a check of weather. Again, several flash flood warnings remain in effect until 10 or 11 p.m. tonight for many of our listeners on WAUK in Waukesha area, Milwaukee, Menominee Falls, Brookfield, really along those rivers, Menominee River, Milwaukee River, Fox River, those low-lying areas. Because some of those places, they're going to crest later on this afternoon. Some already have. But again, our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts go out to everybody affected, particularly in southeast Wisconsin, by those weekend flood situations. And we'll continue to monitor that, weather department and our news department as well, and bring you updates on that. And then after a look at news and weather, Mike Clemens in from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Lambeau Field. Parker, we didn't get to that today, but very quickly, the Packers looked terrible on Saturday.
I don't remember why I didn't watch that game. I think I was working.
You didn't miss a thing.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I am perfectly okay with missing. It is the end of the show. Can you tell?
You've only done 6 hours of radio today, but yeah, go ahead.
I am perfectly okay with missing preseason games, and I was even more okay with missing this preseason game.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't care necessarily about the score that they lost. It was just, I mean, even the first string that was out there with Love for whatever 6, 7, 8 plays, they looked terrible. I mean, all this talk about these great receivers, they looked better under Malik Willis than they did with Jordan Love.
I don't entirely understand what that's about, looking for them to be looking better with Malik Willis, because that just doesn't make sense, because they were just dropping passes was the only problem last year and apparently on Saturday.
It was
I don't
sloppy.
Get why it matters who the quarterback is. You'd think you could go like this and catch a ball.
You'd think, but you know, I don't make millions of dollars to do that.
I don't. I don't make millions of dollars.
Neither do I. Believe me, neither do I. Anyway, Mike Clemens will have an update on what's happening at Packers training camp, which we're hearing it was a tough practice today at Lambeau Field. And after that, Maggie Dawn is back in the driver's chair on the Maggie Dawn Show today. Join Maggie from 4 until 6 this afternoon, and then followed by our friend and colleague, Mr. Pete Schwabe, and another great edition of Nightlight. All new programs on Nightlight this week. Join Pete 6 until 8 tonight. Want to finish up a couple of things here quickly on this news from Trump world that they're going to federalize the law enforcement in D.C. Appreciate the calls there. And to Joe's point before the break, you know, what is going to be enough on this? How far will they go? Had a couple of texts on it. Conservative Bob in Waukesha, WAUK, saying that Speaker Pelosi was offered National Guard troops and she refused. Bob, with all due respect, that was proven false by the bipartisan congressional committee. In fact, there were many pleas directly to President Trump at the White House for backups, reinforcement from National Guard, and Trump, in fact, refused. That was proven by the bipartisan bipartisan committee that looked into January 6th. Also, PJ on YouTube says martial law is what he wants. And John in Oshkosh, WISS, saying Trump standing by his own stormtroopers to provide a shield for himself and his cronies. Yeah, this I just don't think this is good. Again, I'm a law and order guy in terms of you can't just let people go lawless, but the facts have proven that in fact crime has gone down in D.C. with the mayor and local law enforcement taking charge in the last couple of years. And so there doesn't appear to be a real need here. And this is a larger discussion for a different day. I mean, in Madison, look, there is a homeless problem. There's crime problems here in Madison. Last 13 years ago, Democratic Mayor Paul Soglin actually cracked down on that. And it got better. But, you know, it ain't great right now, quite frankly, on State Street and other places. So those are large issues we're going to have to address in our cities. But declaring essentially federalized martial law in Washington, D.C., I just think it's the wrong way to go. But we'll continue to talk about that in programs ahead. Want to leave you with this. Over the weekend, of course, the flooding in Milwaukee, the sports announcing crew for the the New York Mets were in town doing the game, and their counterparts on SNY calling the Jets game up in Green Bay, that preseason game, they stayed, as they often do, in Milwaukee. That's where they flew in and out of, the Jets crew, broadcasting crew. So here's a little cut from Steve Gelbs on the Mets broadcasting network. Steve Gelbs explaining what happened from an out-of-towner point of view in Milwaukee. There you go. That's Steve Gelbs on the Mets Broadcasting Network from last night saying that their counterparts on SNY New York Jets crew had to swim back to their hotel in Milwaukee. So things got bad for everybody. Again, the Brewers went on to win that game, by the way, by a score of 7-6 on Isaac Collins' walk-off home run. All's well that ends well, Parker Olson.
It is. It's a happy time to be a Brewer fan. I'm just so happy.
Right?
Be happy, Cubs fans. Turn to the light side.
9 wins in a row. They'll go for number 10. You can hear the pregame show. The pregame starting at 6:05 tonight, followed by the first pitch round 6:35 on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Apologize to a couple people on the line, didn't get to today, but there's always tomorrow, right? The sun will come out tomorrow. Parker Olson, who you can hear every morning along with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, 6 until 9. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great job. Appreciate
it. Of course, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Todd.
Now, always a pleasure to have Parker on the board. Zommer's back tomorrow. We will be as well. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Todd reminding you, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.